Good morning, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Night Talker. This is R.D. Pierce, and I am your dream whisperer. Hi, everybody out there in dreamland. How's it going? I hope that this month is finding you happy and well and in a better state of understanding. You know, it's a sad time right now in Florida. We've had some very difficult trials that we have just gone through, and my heart breaks for families all over this world that have faced very trying times, that have gone through things, events that have just been heart-wrenching. I want everyone out there to please just send good thoughts to the families that you know that are going through tough times, families that you know that have had heartbreaks and devastations. I don't know what's going on in the world right now, but we are facing a lot of people are making many decisions, and we are at a crucial time, I believe, where the light is fighting the darkness. It's very interesting that people can seem one way, and if you watch them, if you ask your inner self, what's going on here? If you get a feeling that something isn't quite right, I would definitely watch and then go with whatever your subconscious is trying to tell you. Whether that be to move away from this person, keep them at arm's reach, I would definitely try to trust more on your instincts at this time than on what you see. Here's a perfect example that I had, and I'm going to get on my little soapbox for a moment, because it's laying on my heart. I knew this girl, and or a woman. I know this woman who's a great mom, and I thought, wow, why can't I be a super mom like her? She seems like she has everything under control. She get this finished, that finished, this finished, that finished. And I thought, why can't I do that? So I started to watch her, and she'd tell me, oh, I'm gonna do this for you. And she didn't. She'd tell me the next year, oh, I'm gonna finish this for you. And she didn't. But she would tell me all the things that she was doing. And I thought, gosh, I need to watch this. So I just started watching, and I noticed how she was working with other people, and I could see the looks on their faces, and I got certain feelings that, oh, they were moving away from her. And I thought, is she for real, or is she just putting on a big show? So I had to vibrate at a higher level and move away from wondering about her to wondering about me. I can't compare myself to other people. I can only do my best. So I admired her and thought, oh, I wanted to be like her. But you know what? I'd rather be the best me I can be than to be a copy of somebody else. Really? Right? Okay. I'm saying a lot, and I don't know why. But that was my conclusion. And I also had certain dreams. I asked myself what's going on here, and I had certain dreams, and I had to interpret those, and they were leading me to look further into the relationship, into the personality of this other person. Now, I told you, if you dream about someone that that you have had a run-in, not a run-in with, but you've had some emotional ties with during those waking hours, that you could dream about that person, and it would be about that person. Now, if it's someone that you casually, you've seen casually, and you're good friends with, or a family member, and there's no emotional ties in the waking hours, no strong emotional event that has just happened, and you dream about that person, more than likely you're dreaming about yourself, an aspect of your personality that that person represents. Okay. Gosh. Just, I want to say to everyone, just be careful, you know, stay in prayer. Stay in prayer and just plead the blood over your lives. That that if you are put in harm's way, that you have the wherewithal to figure out to know how to get out of it. That you are supernaturally protected by our Lord Jesus. I want to send that out to you guys, because right now we are in dangerous times and lots of things are happening. I truly believe that people put things on the news so that our attention is drawn to those things and are where we should be looking. Yeah, it's a smoke screen. There's so many smoke screens on TV. Don't get stuck on TV. Don't get stuck on following someone's opinion. Don't listen to me. Make your own decisions. And the best way for you to make your decisions is to stay in prayer and to listen to what your subconscious is telling you. Right? All right. Okay. Well, let's see. Tonight we're going to look at some dreams, and I wanted to say some things about nightmares. What are nightmares? I wrote several articles about nightmares, and throughout my studies, I've come to think, you know, nightmares can either be from fear, from demonic forces coming against you. It could be your subconscious trying to get your attention. And if you dream about, if you're afraid of snakes and you're dreaming about a whole bunch of snakes, I think your attention is focused on that, right? Our nightmares could come from anxiety that you've experienced during the day. I'm going to give you an example of anxiety that's manifested from the day. I wanted to understand why a friend of mine recently had treated me in such a horrible way. And I dreamt, that night I dreamt about the situation. And then I realized, I could have handled the situation better, and a lot of assumptions that were going on my part didn't help the situation. So perceptions, I dreamed about perceptions, and I thought, I need to handle the problem, but I also need to handle my perceptions of things, because perceptions can be changed. Change your thought, change your attitude, change your feelings, right? The nightmares can come from your subconscious trying to get your attention. I talked about the snakes, zombies. I don't like zombies. I used to hate them. Now there's a lot of zombie pictures out. And now I think, what does a zombie mean to me? And how is it manifested in my dream? And then what is the dream trying to tell me about that zombie? Okay, some people are afraid of clowns. They dream about a clown. Okay, what is that clown trying to do? What part is it playing in your dream? And then there's the fear and demonic side. And I'm going to share with you something that happened to me the other night, or last week. I was in my bed and I was asleep. And I felt, I don't even know how I woke up, but I found myself sitting up, trying to sit up. And the front of me was clear. There's nothing in front of me. It was just my room. But I could see out of the corner of my eye, there was a dark shadow. And I was trying to get up, and it was trying to push my head back down on the bed. And I thought, oh my gosh. And finally, I moved up. And usually I say, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, or go away in the name of Jesus. This time I just moved up. And I was able to break it. I was probably praying too, because I always pray before I go to bed and make sure my room is clean. But I was able to get out of it, and I remember saying something, and then I went back to sleep without any fear, without any worry. I believe I already shared that one dream I had about when I was in my room, I was asleep, and I looked at the wall, and I saw this figure starting to materialize. And it was the white, it was the ghostly white, the white beyond white that was a glowy white. And it was a skeleton-like. And I kept looking at it. And then it turned into a dark shadow that swooped towards me over my head and then went back to the doorpost. And I said, Lord, show me my angel knocking it out. And as soon as I said out, I was gone. I was asleep. Wasn't afraid. Nothing. You know, when you know you've got protection in your room, nothing can truly hurt you, can it? Okay, so that was my little spiel on nightmares. If you're having nightmares and you're afraid to go to sleep, I would say look at those nightmares. Look what's in it. Is it an anxiety that happened during the day that you just didn't come to closure with? Is it your subconscious trying to say, hey, wake up, look at this? Or is it something darker, a demonic force actually trying to infiltrate your dreams, or is it a waking dream? Okay, so that being said, let's go on to the dreams that we're gonna talk about tonight. And I'm gonna give you a smaller dream, and this was a dream that was sent in to me, and it's an interesting little dream. Okay, the dreamer wrote and said that it was midnight and she was at the park, and she was sweeping sand off of bricks. And when she swept the sand off, she found some keys. In fact, she found 7 different keys, and the keys were broken. And when she bent down to fix them, they came together like little puzzles. And after she put together the 7th key, they all shone brightly, and she woke up. So this was a troubling dream for her because she had dreamed it several times. Now, I believe that, like I said before in some earlier shows, if you do not get the meaning of the dream, your subconscious will give it to you again. Because it's important. And you think, gosh, I dream every night. I can't have messages all the time. Yes, you can, because life is changing. You're changing. You're evolving. Okay. So let's look at that dream. Midnight. Now, I believe midnight shows that it's the dawn of a new day. There's new things happening, new things coming about. In a dream dictionary, they describe midnight as a rival is advocating for you. Or yeah, something comes around you, something suddenly develops. Something you've been waiting for. There's sudden developments around you. Sudden, okay? Another symbol in that dream was sand. Sand can mean famine and loss. Bricks can mean you having some good luck in business. It could mean success. If you see a brick, it can mean success. If you have bricks or you buy some bricks, you're going to be rewarded for your labor. So I would take that symbol. I personally would take that symbol to mean you're searching for something, and the labor that you have by sweeping that sand off the bricks, the labor of searching for the bricks, finding the bricks, you're going to be rewarded for that labor. So you're putting some intense movements into getting to those bricks. Now, when you get to the bricks, you find keys. And the keys are like puzzles. A puzzle can also mean careful thought is required, that you need, you're trying to figure out something, so you need careful thought to figure that out. You need to use your brain power to put things together, to figure out the trick to it all. Okay. Keys mean loyalty and friendship. So when you lose your keys, you're having trouble with intimate partners. Finding your keys, you're finding loyalty, you're finding friendship. And then we have lightning. So that's a sudden light. A sudden light comes out, a sudden reward. Seven usually means mental perfection. Okay, so let's put all of those together. And interpreting that small little dream, we're going to look at the theme of friendship. So midnight, the person is realizing maybe a rival, someone that she thought was an enemy, is not really an enemy. That person was advocating for her. So there goes perceptions of something. So there's something new, something suddenly coming out. That could be the sudden development. And that comes from the dreamer's hard work of sweeping the sand off, getting rid of the famine and loss, taking loss away from her hard work. She finds the keys. She finds friendship and loyalty. She finds seven of them. She uses her brain to figure out, okay, this is how I'm going to do it. Seven shows mental perfection. She's going to, through her cleverness, her hard work, she's going to be able to bring friendship and loyalty into her life. So it's a good dream. The dreamer was afraid. Oh, what does this mean? I found this key and everything. But it's a good dream. And it's telling the dream is telling the dreamer to go ahead and continue with her her quick thinking ability, her hard work, because she will be rewarded with friendship. She will be rewarded with loyalty. Sweep away all the all the loss. So I don't know if the dreamer was thinking about loss before, but it's a very good dream. It's a good sign for that dreamer. Okay, let's go into one more dream. And this one, well, let's go into a couple more. I'm going to read this one to you. And this one deals with, I was at a dinner. Oh, I didn't tell you the name of the other one. I'm so sorry. I'm doing my notes a different way, so. Midnight Keys. Well, the next dream is called The Tutor Babysitter. The dream starts out like this. I was at a restaurant with friends, unknown. I was going to go out later with them. One friend was angry because the waitress was taking a long time. She decided to confront her, and when I stood to go also, I popped a balloon, which scared everyone in the restaurant. It sounded like a shot. When we get to the wait station, the waitress is surprised and says nothing. We leave, and a guy heckles me two times about the balloon, but I ignore him. We go outside, and I realize their car won't take me home at the end of the night, so I go to my car. I see clothes that I need to return. They look cheap. They don't fit me. As I drive, I see my boss, and she asks me to tutor her child. I say yes, and then I follow her. As I drive, I remember I agreed to babysit a friend's child because she has a meeting. I get lost, and I call my friend, and she is next to me. It will be close, but I can do both tutor and babysit. My boss is later on her porch telling the other bosses that I must have gotten lost, even though I was right behind her. She sees me and is happy. I walk towards my friend, and someone is sweeping the dead leaves off of the porch. We talk about how long it took to sweep the leaves. Okay, there's a lot of symbolism in this dream. And the overall feeling of this dream was one of peacefulness. The restaurant theme deals with friends, eating with friends that you don't know. So there's parts of your personality that you're eating with, but you don't quite understand them. You haven't gotten to know them yet. Maybe they're evolving personalities. The interesting that in this dream, one of the personalities is upset because the waitress is taking too long. Now, waitress can have a pun on words. You need to wait, waiting for something, watching your words, biding your time. Just being in a restaurant atmosphere, restaurants, if they're ostentatious, it means you need to economize. If they are dives, that means that your good fortune is going to go up. And if they're just regular ones like the ones you're used to eating at, it just means a pleasant social situation. Restaurants show your personal circumstances, okay? So this restaurant was just a regular restaurant. So it's a social atmosphere in regards to personal circumstances. But then it gets a little bit hairy as the dreamer pops the balloon. As we can see, that's a pun on words. My balloon has, you bust my bubble. You popped my balloon. Your dreams and your goals have suddenly gone away. Now, when I was researching this dream, I got several other meanings that I never really thought about, but you can see dreams, balloons mean dreams. We know that, your goals, your dreams. It can also mean arrogance, an inflated opinion. Or if you see a balloon going up, it represents trying to rise above things. So in this dream, the dreamer pops the balloon. The unrealized goal of dream, the dreamer has gone. Or the dreamer has gotten rid of that inflated, arrogant opinion. Okay, so let's go on and figure out what this dream means. The dreamer then, after a personality berates the waitress. So you've got two personalities in conflict, one that is waiting and one that is loud and boisterous. The dreamer now is following the loud, boisterous one. And in following that one, dreams have been popped. Dreams have been taken away. So balloons can also mean love, okay? So we have the person in the restaurant, the man in the restaurant, heckling the dreamer. The heckle had something to do, the dreamer did not remember, but the heckler had something to do with asking the dreamer out on a date or trying to be witty and suave, but the dreamer ignores the heckler. So that could mean ignoring a loved one, ignoring a loved one, ignoring a possibility. So we have that going on. Also, as the dreamer moves out of the restaurant, moves out of the personal circumstances and into a destiny kind of walk, because the dreamer goes on to her car. Your car is your trip through to your destiny, right? So it's good that the dreamer does not get into the other people's car. She realizes that anger, loud, boisterous kind of personality is not going to get her home at night. It's not going to take her, it's going to take her there, but it's not going to get her back. It's not going to take her back to where she truly needs to go at the end of the day. She goes to her car and realizes, my facade to the world doesn't fit anymore. These clothes need to go back. I'm changing who I am. I'm not that loud person. That personality is gone. I'm changing that. and these clothes don't fit. I need to take them back. So that's good. She's shedded her old self. So now she's in her car and she sees her boss. Her boss has a baby. She needs that baby to be tutored. You're teaching. Tutoring her, the boss's child. So a baby is, I would say, your goals, your dreams, right? So this person, this dreamer, has someone else's, her boss's child, her boss's ideas, ideas to be something else. She's going to tutor that. But then she also wants to help her friend. Now, her friend represents someone who's kind, open, very Christian, godly woman. She wants to nurture that baby too. So she's got two things to juggle. The boss's ideas of her and the altruistic Christianity part of her also. In her dream, her subconscious is telling you, you can meld the two. You can do both of these. It looks like you've gotten lost on your trip, but you turn around, you really didn't get lost. You were there all the time. In both instances, she was there all the time. The friend was right next to her, and she was right behind the boss. Even though it looked like she'd gotten lost, she didn't. And the interesting thing at the very end of the dream is that she's seeing a porch. She sees the porch and she sees the leaves. Now, when you talk about your house is you. The porch represents your facade to the world, how other people are seeing you. So that goes back to the clothes. And I could venture to say that this could probably be broken down into two different dreams. But let's look at it as one huge dream, with, because the meanings are repeating. Here we go with the facade, the way the outside world sees this dreamer. There's a lot of dead leaves there. Now, dead leaves, falling leaves means that you're departing from friends. Green leaves means good health. Dry, dead leaves shows malicious competition. But in the dream, the personality is sweeping those away. The dreamer has now come to terms with following, melding both parts of her personality, her Christianity, her business world personality, and she's melding both of those together. And she's now getting rid of the malicious competition. And it's funny that the subconscious is having a talk with her. I wonder when you were going to sweep those leaves. It's taking you long enough for you to do it. Okay, that was a super interesting dream. I love symbolism, and I love when you can move beyond your formula. And I've been doing a formula with you for the past 2 years. Now I'm trying to move you out from the formula. It's still in your head. You're still going to go through those steps. But now when the steps become more a part of you, you can look and you can flow when you're interpreting your dreams. Sometimes you might not get it right, but you know what? If there's something that jumps inside of you and you say, oh, that's it, that's what your dream means. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of our 30 minutes. The end of the talk show tonight, my podcast. As always, I want you to keep dreaming and keep reaching to be the best that you can be, to be the best you can be. And you can only do that through understanding who you are. And at the core of that, I hope that it is a prayerful, kind-hearted soul searching for the truth. I want to send blessings out to everyone, and I want to send thoughts of protection to everyone tonight. It's just been a crazy kind of last few days, and I just want everyone to stay safe. If you'd like to reach me, you can hit me up on Facebook, RD Pierce, Or you can write to me at night_talker@rocketmail.com. That's NIGHT night_talker, TALKER, at rocketmail.com. And always keep on dreaming. Good night, everybody.